Okay, good afternoon. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. The time is 1:01 PM. The next item on our agenda is roll call. Clerk?
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
And Chair Revard?
Here. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is prayer. I've asked Congressman Tillman to render a prayer this afternoon.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon with humble hearts, Father, and we ask for your wisdom to be bestowed upon us as we go about making critical decisions for the Osage Nation and the Osage people. Father, please help us as we proceed today to be courteous to one another, to be kind to one another, and to help us work through the obstacles, if any, that are in front of us that you see today. Bless our children, bless our elders, bless our women and men in uniform wherever they may be. And we ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. The next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes. The minutes are in your calendar invite, and they're dated September 15th.
Are they in a Word document?
They're in a PDF, Congressman. Okay.
Thank you.
That chair's available, right? Unless someone comes in, right?
Committee, I need you to look at the minutes, if you could, so we can get through approving the minutes, and then we'll get everybody, we'll let Caitlin get everybody seated. Clerk, I think on page one, that would be Ed's on, not Jason.
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I was kind of conflicted who you guys wanted me to put on there because Ed wasn't at that meeting, and you guys really didn't talk about it that much. Who did speak to it was Tyler McIntosh, but he wasn't really providing information about the program, so I didn't know if I should put him. And then Jason was on the call as well.
I would, committee, if you agree, I would reference Tyler, the treasurer. Chair, or not Chair, sorry, Caitlin, also, I have a question. On page three, on the motion to amend, it says Congresswoman Lemon, but I thought that I had offered that amendment to Congressman Keane's bill.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Which amendment was that? I'm sorry.
Okay. It was the motion to amend ONCA 22-74.
Page 9, lines 389.
Yes.
That was Congresswoman Lemon. It was your amendment, but you gave it to her to read, I believe, because you were chair.
Good point. I think you're right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to approve the minutes as amended for September 15th, 2022.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Good, thank you. Motion passes. Thank you, committee. So I'd like to, if without objection, move down to item number 6. Or would you guys like to stay and go ahead and discuss the annual plan? Either way, I don't mind. I just want to make sure that the sections get out of committee today. So our speaker, did you have a question?
No.
Thank you.
Sorry.
So we are here until 1 through 5. And so as long as we can keep in mind, we've got to get through the sections. We have directors here to discuss that. So whatever the committee wants to do, I'd like to give the Osage LLC board ample time as well. But I think that we're here to make sure we get the sections out. Are you guys okay then without objection? We'll just go to 6. Okay. Okay, so item number 6, ONCA 22-95, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. Congresswoman Stabler, how do you want to proceed?
Thank you, Chair. I believe we have representatives here that can address these issues for Section 11. Is that the one we're on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Candy, do you want to talk about this or Mr. Redcorn?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Would you like for me to present and answer questions?
You look like this is a sports event.
Yeah. It's a major national address. This is fairly straightforward, so I'm happy to answer questions if there are any about either one of the budgets. Certainly take Section 11 first if you wish to.
We're discussing Section 11, so if you want to focus on that, that would be great.
Okay. Line by line, I mean, how do you want me to proceed?
Well, as the chair, I think since this is a brand new request, you might want to talk about why you're asking for the appropriation, what your needs are.
Okay. Well, hard to run a program or a bank or half a bank without any money, so that's why we're here. There will be several appropriations that we will be requesting. This one is for operations. The Community Development Financial Institution, and the reason I use the term half a bank is because it is not a depository institution. It is strictly a lending organization. Besides that, it is also a 501c3, which comes with a lot of federal regulations and a lot of rules. It's a nonprofit, but whatever gains we do make get plowed back into either operations or lending capital. The other budgets that we will ask for have to do with lending capital, and that includes both consumer loans and business loans. That's not what we're here to talk about today, however. This is strictly the operation of the organization. Kind of starting at altitude and working our way down, the general approach that the board is taking is a crawl, walk, run type approach. We are probably going to start out with consumer lending first, provided that Congress gives us money to lend. And past that, we have available to us some highly regulated, very detailed money available to us through a $5.1 million allocation. But I can take time explaining it, but really that's probably for another day. Suffice it to say, it's a very complex process to loan out business loans. If the nation sees fit to provide us $750,000 in lending capital, we intend to start with consumer loans. That's at its most basic. What we're here to do is to help people repair credit. We're here to supplant the need for predatory lending from other local lenders. I'll call them that. And that's what this budget is here for. In terms of how we add personnel going forward, the board considers these hires to be critical. We aren't going to do that work. We need someone to do that work. We intend to hire a CEO, a CFO, and a lending officer, just an everyday lending officer. We anticipate trying to fill those positions after we're funded as quickly as we possibly can. Those folks will have the day-to-day responsibility for standing up, and we will have the day-to-day responsibility to offer board guidance as the CDFI gets stood up. The first year is going to be a lot of foundation building and transition. Congress is considering our bylaws. Those need to be passed. After that, we can apply for 501c3 status. That has to be awarded. Once the 501c3 status is approved and we have this budget passed so that we can continue to pay OWISTA, and you're going to hear that term a lot going forward. OWISTA is the large, fully functional lending organization that's holding our hand, and through that partnership, we are allowed to lend money. When, this is putting it very simply, but that's probably going to last a year, and when we're ready to take the training wheels off, that's when OWISTA goes away and we fully transition into a full-fledged CDFI, have our own personnel, have our own, we don't really need them anymore. There are other entities that we will need that can provide lending capital at cost, or at a cost, I should say. And then we in turn relend that money. And of course, as everyone knows, the way the bank makes money is you lend money. You charge interest and you get paid back. So without any lending capital, which is a different bill, we will find it very difficult to survive very long. This is what we're asking for in terms of first year operational expenses going forward for a CEO, a CFO, and for 6 months, a loan officer. The loan officer probably will not get hired until later on. We feel that the two top employees can handle most of the mechanics of day-to-day operations until that point. I'll stop there and see if there's any questions.
Committee. Congressman Tillman, then Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and welcome back, Mr. Redcorn.
Thank you, sir.
Good to see you.
Didn't take very long, did it?
No. You know where we are. Just going over what we're talking about is this budget before us. Did I hear you state that the salaries and wages line item there was consisted of three positions?
Correct. One of them is one half year.
The lending.
The least one the actual loan officer is the smallest one is the one that's for 6 months only.
Do we have a breakdown of that?
Yes.
Okay.
We do. I don't know if you have.
I probably do, but I'll dig through and find it. Just
okay.
Want to make sure
it's
that
in the justification.
Okay. Just want to make sure that I
sure.
had that as
you
well.
Do.
Also, there was some continued talk that you had mentioned about consumer lending that you're going to have to come back for. Do we know a dollar amount yet of what that's
$750,000.
$750,000. And
my understanding is that will be a capital contribution.
Okay. How much work, if assume we're going over here still, correct?
That's our assumption as well.
Yeah, and all the improvements that are going on over there, where's that money coming? Is that coming from the executive branch somewhere? They cleaned the building on the outside, they've cleaned it on the inside.
I'm sorry, I don't have any knowledge of how that's being funded or who's undertaking it.
Okay. That's all I have for right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congressman Keene.
I just want to speak to generalized support for this endeavor. Other tribes have done this, we're late to the game, but it provides a sustained revenue model, and obviously that's something we need. So thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Any questions for Mr. Redcorn? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and welcome, Mr. Redcorn. Good to see you. Just looking at the budget here, can you give a little elaboration on the $20,000 line item for other?
If you'll give me just a second, I probably can.
Great.
That's for advertising.
For advertising, okay. All right. And then indirect costs is fairly significant. Just wanted to point that out.
The rates are going up. And one of the things, and I'm just going to be straight. I know that's the best way to be with Congress. That's for year one. And we would like to step a little further away from the nation in terms of operational independence and day-to-day operations where we rely on IDC going forward. That's a goal. Here, obviously, we're starting up. It's very good for the organization to rely on the nation for certain functions going forward. We have an MOU that the board has passed, been presented to the chief to accommodate that. And of course, if we're gonna do that, then we need to pay an IDC to be fair about it.
May I continue?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for that explanation.
Sure.
And I'm glad to hear that looking to get, you know, away from, that's not maybe not be the best word to choose.
We want to be financially independent of the nation. I think that's maybe the term we
there you go. Thank
we're both
you very
looking
much.
For.
Absolutely. I think that's great. I just kind of wanted to, I mean, I just felt that that was a significant line to try to understand a little bit better, knowing that you're just starting up and it's not, it's going to continue to probably need to have indirect costs. So I'm glad you have the MOU in place.
May I elaborate on that just to, for a second? I think it may help the Congress understand how we're approaching it. In our last meeting was very beneficial. We went through an hour and a half of coaching through OWISTA, and they put up one of the most complex pro formas I've ever seen. But it really has to be complex because of how this money moves, how additional money comes in from outside sources that we can turn around and lend, et cetera. It's pretty complex. We know that we're going to probably run a deficit for somewhere from 3 to 5 years. That may, and that impacts, I'm not trying to go off subject, that impacts this going forward. But our goal is to do that as soon as we possibly can. There are outside sources for lending capital. We have no experience. We are a newbie to this. We know that we're going to have to go ask. We just don't know how much we're going to get. We are incentivized to go out to other foundations and other places and get more money because we don't have to come here and ask you for it. And it accelerates the time frame for our financial independence from the nation. I can tell you that much about a very complex pro forma. You start plugging in grants from other foundations that provide lending capital to us, all of that is opportunities for us to lend the money back out and make more money. I'm going to take a little bit of a risk here and make an analogy, and it isn't wholly a great analogy, but it's the best one I can come up with for something that's already going on in the Osage Nation. If you think about the clinic and how they do third-party billing, that's somewhat analogous to the CDFI making interest money off the loans and then taking it and reinvesting it right back into more lending. So that's kind of the easiest that I had to search for this a couple of times just to help people understand what that analogy means and how it works. But that is how we intend to build it faster than just relying on the Osage Nation to provide capital contributions to get us there. As we come back every year with our report and our meeting to share with the Congress, we're going to have full sets of financials that show how successful or unsuccessful we were in bringing in that additional capital and how we intend to put it to work. The other thing we don't know, I mean, so Candy's team put together a very useful survey that gave some clues about what that lending market might look like here, but we still don't know. But we're going to learn as we go along and can adjust our own pro forma as we go along regarding those kinds of issues. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, committee, any other questions? If not, I'll entertain any motion. Oh, Congresswoman Stabler.
Just one, I think. We see two budgets coming through now. You mentioned $750,000. We know that you're starting from scratch. When are you actually at this time, on this timeline now, projecting out when you would have the first dollar going out as a loan? Planning for a year, planning for a year and a half, 3 months?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question for me?
I'm really trying to focus in on what you're going to be asking us for. So you're asking to fulfill the budgets, which is salaries and wages, basically, it's personnel.
I understand.
Okay, but now the 750 you referred to for lending capital.
As soon as we hire a CEO.
Okay, and you'll be ready at that point?
Yes.
To lend?
Yes, because OISTA is our coach. And anytime a new CDFI starts up, federal regulation requires that in that until you obtain for yourself your own internal capacity to operate, loan, collect, every function according to that, until you've proven that you can do that, you have to have OISTA with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you flip that on its head, it's, we already have a contract with OISTA. This budget has OISTA's fees in it. And as soon as we have a person to service that loan, that CEO, we can start loaning that day. Because we have a fully experienced coach that we have paid good money to be our training wheels for a year. That's how you get started, is it, and that's what the law requires.
Okay.
Go on.
Sure.
Okay, committee. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And a couple of observations that by approving this budget today, it's a given we're going to approve that $750,000 for commercial lending. That's how I'm connecting the dots here. And that's all tribal appropriations. So, and you're a 501c3 nonprofit. Any profits that you do make go back into the CDFI.
Right.
So the nation.
They can be distributed to the board, they can be distributed to the nation. The whole idea is it stays there and it gets used for a very specific
purpose. That's a nice situation to be in.
I like it so far.
Yeah, well, what the competition in town, we have three banks. Don't we have a CDFI out on the highway going towards, isn't there one out there on the left, out there by Carter's?
I think that's another payday lender, but that was my impression.
No, there's another.
They are a CDFI. Okay.
So there's another CDFI that's been out there for years, from my understanding. And then we also have the tower loans down the street. I think that's what it's called, the tower loans, where people with questionable credit can go and, you know, borrow 50 to 500 to 1,000 to 1,500, whatever those are. I just, you know, I have concerns about the competition. I have concerns about people seeing this as an alternative to, well, I've exhausted all my chances around town. I'm going to go here now. So, and then, you know, it's just $1.2 million again that the nation's giving, rolling the dice, taking a chance, seeing if we can get an ROI, but we can't. It's just, I don't know, and our success rate hadn't been very well. You know that. I'm not telling you everything. And I just want to talk. Just to express my feelings, it's hard for me to get behind this right now.
Well,
so, Madam Chair, that's what I have. So,
okay.
May I make another point, Madam Chair?
Sure.
So, I think it goes without, I just want to make this point back to Congresswoman Stabler's comment. I think it goes without saying that we can't make a hire without appropriation. But if I am an applicant for this position of CEO for this organization that carries a good salary with it, and I'm considering moving to Pawhuska, Oklahoma, one of the questions if I've been in banking for a long time, and I know this is a startup and it's going to be an obvious startup to anyone, the very first question I'm going to ask as an applicant is, how much lending capital do you have to work with? And if the board has to say zero, oh, I'm going to be pretty doubtful about the quality of the person that we're going to be able to hire. I'm not saying this is in for a penny, in for a pound, but there have been other successful tribes, some small, some very large, in Oklahoma that have done this. I think most people in the room understand that this is step one to having a bank. This is step one to having as many dollars as possible stay in this community and cycle as many times as they can. That's how you build a local economy. That's why I support this. And that's why I think it'll work. We're going to have this company that we're using as a coach has decades of experience. They've been around a long time. Just tribal CDFIs. That's what they do. So I'm thinking a year of training with these folks, especially from what we've seen so far in conferences and phone calls and trainings that we've had, that we've got a really good partner. I'll stop there.
Committee, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Make the motion to report ONCA 22-95, Section 11, Community Development Financial Institution, as reviewed and approved by the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
No.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you, committee. The next section we'll discuss is section 12, which is the Community Development Financial Institution Board. This is their proposal for the board budget. That's in section 12 of 2295 and Jordan, are you close?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm noticing that there's salary and wages in this budget or in the insert, which typically the stipends are under other.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I believe they had an administrative assistant for the board in their budget.
Okay. Are you here representing this piece of it as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
It is the, as far as I understand, the pursuant to the Boards and Commissions Act and the scales of stipends in there. That's what's been plugged into this. I did not prepare it. The salaries and wages are indeed for a board assistant at halftime. That person's going to have some banking skills. They're going to have some banking experience. In many instances, when the board is involved in final loan approval, that person is going to need to prepare all of those documents, prepare the applications, put them in the right order, give some sort of assessment for it. I'm still learning, so forgive me for not knowing exactly what that looks like, but I do know that person's got a lot of prep work to do. They have to understand banking, they have to understand balance sheets, profit and loss statements, and they're the ones that put that together. So if halftime at 30 sounds like more than a little bit of money for an assistant, they've got to be a very talented and experienced assistant in order to get the material from our frontline employees, put it in a package, get it to the board. That's in addition to all of their normal board duties of minutes, scheduling meetings, posting, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Committee, any questions? Congress? Congressman Keene.
I make a motion that Section 12, the Community Development Financial Institution Board of ONCA 22-95 has been reviewed and approved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No. Madam Chairman, committee, thank you very much for your consideration. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Mr. Redcorn. Okay, the next item on our agenda is Section 46, which is the Osage LLC Board budget. Okay, so in the section, this includes $6,000 in travel, a little bit of IDC, $1,438, and then $88,200 in stipend. So is there anybody from the LLC board that wants to talk about the request or?
This is regarding the stipends. What? You hear it? I thought the stipends had already been approved, and we were not ready to present anything on them today. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. This is a formality that we do with all the boards every year. Darren Sejo.
Okay.
Chair.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Stabler.
I guess I have a question. You have a bill out there for a change in stipends, right? Is that your bill?
No, I have a resolution that sets the stipends.
That sets the stipends.
That was the same as it was 2 years ago.
It is the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's where I wanted to find out if there was a different figure in here than was in here previously. So this is at the same level that it's been.
I'm not for sure. I didn't work this piece of the insert up in this bill. I'm uncertain.
Okay, well, I guess if it hasn't been presented yet, it wouldn't have been adjusted yet.
I had asked for a difference to be made, but I didn't think that it was approved. And so when
nothing
I
has been yet.
Okay, so I was not prepared for that today, and I really apologize. So,
Madam
okay.
Chair.
Go ahead.
It is the same as last year.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let them know that that's what we have in front of us.
Okay.
That it's at the same rate.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
I think it would just help to clarify possibly a little bit. Thank you, Madam Chair. To clarify that every 2 years we're required to set the board stipends by resolution, I should say. And that is where we would do an increase if we were going to be doing an increase on stipends. And so as of right now, that resolution it's time to do the resolution. It has not been, have you filed it yet? Mm-hmm. And all of the, okay, I apologize because there's a lot of legislation. So, and I've read through a lot, but ultimately it would be an amendment that would need to happen to Congresswoman Rivard's resolution at this time for any stipends to be raised across the board. Just gives you some clarity on where we're at.
We had asked, and I had spoken to a couple of congressional members about increasing our stipends. I went back several years and figured out what the average cost of living had increased or the cost of inflation, and that's what I had presented. I apologize because I read the other day, I thought that it stated that all the stipends had been approved and everything was finished. So I was not prepared to ask or even debate that issue. So if that is opened, we did ask for an increase in our stipends. And I will tell you that you've had a board that has absorbed a lot of expenses on their own, talk about out of their own pocket. For several years regarding this, and so That's what I'd ask for, but that I was not prepared for that. We prepare our other budget and our other requests, okay. So I apologize.
It's okay.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Freeman, you might have to pick up your microphone and talk into it. I doubt that the live stream is picking you up.
Okay.
I can't hear through the speakers.
Okay. So, okay.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I'd like to move that Section 46 Osage LLC Board of ONCA 22-95 has been reviewed and approved by the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Discussion.
Yes, sir. Congressman Tillman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Freeman. So are you saying that this other line item for $88,200, that's the same stipends that you're going to receive going forward, but in your mind, you had suggested or recommended an increase. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And so, my understanding was that it did, that nobody brought it to the floor. That was my understanding. So
okay.
I had asked for it to be presented, and to my understanding, it was not presented.
So, and through your debate, your arguments with wanting the increase, this will not allow for that. Does
correct.
That, what I've does got, that do to you and your board members?
I mean, it leaves us at the same stipends we currently were receiving.
And they're going to be okay with that?
I would prefer them be raised because of the hours we put in.
Sure.
And that's what I asked for. And
sure.
And the way I did that is I went back several years and I calculated the cost of living per year. And I came up with, especially this last couple of years, and the amount of what the original stipends were say 12 years ago to today, there's almost an 800, you could increase our stipends by 800 a month per person, and we would just be breaking even from what we were 10 years ago.
Yeah, and that's, my rub is, because I've heard you say that, you're putting your own money, your own time, your own resources into this, and the stipends aren't gonna change for you. It just makes me think about the commitment level going forward of, what you're doing, because it's kind of a little bit of a blow and you maybe wanted a little bit more and that's not gonna happen. And just wondered about the, the continuing efforts of the LLC board.
And our 8As this year will net almost $1 million by the end of the year. We've got things turning around. We're making some strides on the ranch. We have a consultant lined up to help us with the feedlot to improve our quality there. And I actually had one of our fats taken to another facility to be butchered so that we could actually do grading of that meat. I feel for the quality of this board that there should have been more money, but we have been dedicated to try to turn this thing around. 2 years ago, we didn't think that we would ever get it turned around. Our biggest drive was to get those grants finished. Bowering will be done at the end of October. We have a broadband business. You're going to meet our partner here. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Chair, can we just wait until your presentation
oh,
to start
yes.
getting into the details? Because
yes.
I want to stay germane to this.
Well, my point to Congressman Tillman is we have worked hard to get a lot of these things moving. We've been asked to do a lot. We've taken it on. It's been overwhelming at times. And
I understand.
So, yeah.
I understand. To your point, sir, so like in our meeting we had the other day with the gaming board, when we discuss the resolution that's set forward in the compensation for all of our boards, I feel like we could discuss either increasing them or not at that time, because I wouldn't want to just do one board. I think it should go across all boards, but we haven't, that bill isn't up yet or that resolution for discussion. And also I think if this insert gets passed out of this committee, as we understand it's going to appropriations, then we can increase any board budgets necessary at that time. If that if that's okay.
You're the chair.
You're good. Is that okay, Chair of Appropriations?
Yes, that's what I was wanting to get to. So I appreciate the comments. It's good for us to hear them. And we look forward to the conversation when it comes to the floor.
I'm sorry. I
You're fine. Okay. You're fine.
No worries. Okay. You're fine. Okay. Thank you.
There's a motion. Let's vote.
Okay. We have a motion. Second. We're in discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
Okay, thank you, committee. The next section is section 53, which is the tax commission. I believe Director Oberle is on the line.
Chair.
Yes.
I'm looking to see, yes, I have an amendment for this section. Do we have it in the email? I'd like to go ahead and make the motion.
Please do.
Move to amend ONCA 2295, Section 53, Tax Commission, page 50, lines 2263 to 2291. Strike lines 2263 through 2291. Insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly. And you have the table.
Second. Have the
table for you.
For discussion.
Yeah. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we're increasing from 584 230 to 599 230, correct? I just received the amendment. It looks like we have a difference in the occupancy line. Is that correct, Ms. Oberle?
Or it's Congresswoman Stabler.
Oh, Congresswoman Stabler, amendment. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, what was the
it's
question?
It's just the occupancy, Congresswoman Stabler, that we're increasing.
Is that what you're seeing?
Actually, I'm seeing travel also increase by $3,000.
This was brought over from the executive for the amendments, and so I defer to Mr. Frazier or Mr. Gill.
Oh, and I see an increase in operations expense also.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
Just a second. It looks like the differences are in the travel operations and occupancy lines. It also shifts the revenue from tribal appropriation down to program income.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Frazier. I just kind of wanted to get a little bit of understanding. It wasn't just a simple, you know, change in one line. I appreciate the indulgence.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. Okay. Director Oberle, are you on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm glad that you were able to join. And I will turn this over to you. Were you able to hear the amendments?
Yes, I was. excuse me, I apologize for not being able to attend in person. I currently have COVID. I'm on my last day of quarantine. So I was able to, you know, have all my documents and follow along. And just to kind of give some light to, you know, the reason for the increase, whenever we do these back in June, sometimes it's hard to estimate how much some of these expenses of ours have gone up, just like most programs, you know, are impacted and seen. All of our costs have risen. We're seeing a lot more, you know, just in the cost of our license plates, our decals, you know, regular office supplies. We're also seeing a lot of increase in our bank fees and especially in our postage as a lot more people are doing things remotely and doing things through mail. excuse me. So we had to increase some of our expenses due to, you know, just our basic costs that have just kind of skyrocketed this last year. Other than that, we pretty much stayed the same. We don't have any new positions. Of course, you know, due to COLA, everybody's, you know, salaries and benefits have gone up a little bit. But other than that, our increase is just basic supplies and the cost for us to do business.
Okay, thank you. Committee, do you have any questions for Director Oberle? I'm trying to be kind because she doesn't feel well. We spoke last night.
Thank you.
So if anybody has any questions, and if not, I'll entertain any motion. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Motion to approve Section 54, Tax Commission Advisory Board of ONCA 22-95, as amended. Oh,
excuse me. We're still on Section 53.
Oh, my.
The Tax Commission.
I went to the wrong one. I apologize. Okay. I was jumping ahead. Thank you for stopping me. Okay, let me get my head around this again. All right. Motion to approve Section 53, Tax Commission, as amended, of ONCA 22-95, reviewed and approved.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. Director Oberle, if you could just stay on the line just for, give us five more minutes. And I'll be quick. Okay. Quickly, guys, on this next section, which is 54, is the Tax Commission Advisory Board. Right now, this is sitting at $13,206, travel at $3,000, IDC at $606, and their stipend in total is $9,600. They are currently as an advisory board. In my resolution as well, but you also see that I had filed a bill to ask Congress to reconsider them going back as a commission rather than an advisory board. If we pass this out, it's kind of the same. If when it gets to appropriations, we can make any changes at that time. Jordan and Trey are, I've also been in communication with them that we just keep our eye open. If that bill passes, then we would have to move them down, change the rate, and amend this insert. So that's all. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And that's the only discussion that I was really going to have on this particular. There's a lot of moving parts in how we're doing business now, and there always has been. But just knowing that this could definitely change, and to add two more members, and then also, or commissioners, I should say, and no longer be an advisory board, of course, would be a title change. But I don't have any questions, and I'm ready to move if the committee's ready. Motion to report Section 54, Tax Commission Advisory Board of ONCA 22-95, as reviewed and approved by the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the motion passes. I would like to entertain a 10-minute recess.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Oh, excuse me, Caitlin, do we need to move any of this, or Congresswoman Stabler, section, since I'm through with this piece?
Yes, ma'am. So that is the end of 2295. So you've reviewed all your sections now.
So I withdraw my motion to recess so that we can move this bill. Is that all right with you, Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so I just want to make sure my motion is correct. We're sending this to appropriations, or no, we're sending it as a reviewed and approved. Our sections are complete.
No, it's a due pass.
Oh, my.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
So the motion would be to report ONCA 2295 as amended, and that sections 11, 12, 18, 19, 24, 30, 31, 32, 40, 46, 49, 53, 54, and 60 have been reviewed.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
She moved.
so moved.
Yeah, she can.
She so moved it.
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Motion for a 10-minute recess. Motion for a 10-minute recess.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.